1, 2, 3, hit me.
Like a virgin.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Like a virgin's biblical. It's a real staple worldwide.
I've always wanted to do one, so I'm just like, let's go.
I think flipping the script is fun.
Change it up a little bit.
We just wanted to do the sexiest shit we've ever seen.
This is Like a Virgin.
It's iconic. This is a big deal for me.
On Triple J. On Triple J, Kenjetta and D with you on your Friday morning. And it's so exciting. Friday means Like a Virgin Day. And D, we feel very, very lucky to welcome back this man to the studio. Welcome, Cosmos Midnight.
Woo. Thanks for having us. Good to be back.
It's so exciting to have you back.
4 years later?
Yeah.
5 years later?
That's it, babe. This is your second time here. And the last time you came in was to cover Moloko's Sing It Back in 2019. Bring it back. Sing it back. Bring it back. Sing it back to me. Oh, what a delightful throwback. That is such a banger of a song. You made this iconic cover. How does it feel to be back? This is like 5 years later.
Oh, nervous, but also it's very satisfying to have the full circle moment back in doing another one, you know. I'm glad we didn't train wreck the last one so bad that you would just blacklist us. So, yeah.
Yeah, are you feeling the heat now? You're like, oh, we have to try and top it.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's ready to introduce another child. Like Moloko is now, you know, a 5-year-old petulant baby toddler thing, and on to the next one. Second is best, you know, the middle child. Maybe if there's a third. We'll see how we go.
I have had a good stalk of your Instagram. You've been traveling a lot. You don't ever seem to slow down. What have you guys been up to? Where have you been? Who have you been collabing with?
Ooh, we spent a lot of the last few years over in America and in UK writing our album that we're putting out in a couple of weeks. And yeah, it was so, you know, refreshing to be post isolation and abroad and just meeting new people and getting really excited about writing music again. Because I feel like when you put out our last record, we were kind of a little bit bummed out that we didn't get to tour it. And we had a bit of wind out of the sails moment. So we had to just, you know, sit in the apartment and play video games. And then, when we get inspired again, get cracking. So it was really cool to meet so many incredible artists. And I feel it was this really like, and a beautiful thing where everyone is just kind of like hooking us up with new people. Like when we were in LA, TK Maids like linked us up with this artist named Carl Dion, and we wrote a track together. It's not out yet. It's going to be on the record.
I was like,
okay,
oh,
no,
yeah, I was like,
Carl Dion's sick. Like, has such
cool and there's all these like cool things that we met up with Kuchka, and they live in LA now, and it was so cool just to meet up after also another full circle moment where we wrote a song together in 2015. And now, you know, she's on our record again.
We're all babies.
Yeah, we're all dumb babies. And now we're so wise.
This is so cool. And can I check, is it true you made music for K-pop stars? Is that right, Cosmo?
Yes. So we did a song for BTS, if you do not know them. That came out 2 years ago.
I think it was 2020 or 2021.
Anyway, that was on their album.
That was just completely out of the blue. We had no idea. We just got hit up one day and their management were just like, we want you to write a song. So we did that.
That's crazy.
It's been very weird to have that. You know, I feel like it's kind of interesting how they're such like a big worldwide export. And then they're like, we want to work with these Australian producers. And you know, they're not like going for the big
me in the kitchen on the laptop like tapping away with like my index fingers because that's how I make music and like
next K-pop
and then
hit.
It put into a like it feels like such a disconnect.
It's like, it feels, I don't know, I think that's awesome though.
It's so awesome. Who would draw a line between a Sydney electronic duo to one of the biggest K-pop bands in the world? Like that's
someone is doing that. They're doing a little Charlie Day like connecting all, like, because that's what the K-pop fans do. They love going like in their little caves and going,
hey, they're nice people.
I'm just saying, they're like really intense.
No, they take it seriously.
Yeah. Which is kind of perfect. I mean, Triple J fans do the same with covers, Baby Doll, which is what we're going to get from you later on today for Like a Virgin. But before we get to the cover, Cosmos Midnight, you know the drill. We've got to get an original first. So what are you going to play for us today?
So we've actually had the chance to play this song out live a couple of times already. So I feel like we're pretty fresh and on top of this one. So we're going to bang this one out. It's called Fantasy with our friends from the UK, Frank Moody. We actually had one of these songs that we wrote while we were over in London, and we just hit it off and it just felt like the perfect fit. So yeah, we're going
to
play that one.
All right, exciting. You're listening to Triple J Brekkie. Right now we're doing Like a Virgin with Cosmos Midnight, and they're about to take it away with their track Fantasy.
Breakfast, Conchetta and Dee with you. Cosmos Midnight are in, and that was their original song, Fantasy. God, that is a funky ass
it's
song.
Giving Bee Gees.
My head's spinning after that. Just like out of air, out of air.
Seriously, how we, and I know Dee and I, we're communicating via our eyes while you perform, yeah. But like, how do you get those notes?
Honestly, just like warming up for 4 hours before we come in. And then I have to hit the high notes in the chorus. I have to literally like displace like the little larynx bit in my throat. I have to like just push it down and just make it work. 'Cause it honestly, it, it kind of hurts.
Oh my god. Okay. 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 Let's like look after that larynx a little bit.
Let's get some honey, get some tea ready.
We need it intact for the cover. Don't forget. But look, that single, it's off your new album that you've been teasing. Stop thinking, start feeling. It drops May 24. Put that date in your calendar. It's so soon. We're so excited. But can we talk more about it? Like, can you talk more? You've said it's been like 3 years that you were working on this record.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the first year was kind of just, you know, listening and researching and collecting and just kind of getting excited about music because, yeah, we were saying that releasing our last album into isolation, we kind of, we were really proud of that record, but I feel like we had to kind of find our feet again and sort of really get excited about the process of writing. So, you know, we end up moving into a house with a garage at the back and it had a big space that we built a studio in.
Whoa.
And so we just kind of sat out there, listened to music for hours every day, just becoming massive fans of new bands, old bands.
Oh, I love that.
And then just collecting. And then over the next year, we sort of just wrote, a lot of bad music, but we wrote, you know, in the hundreds of just little sketches and demos and stuff. And then we just filtered that down.
God, wow. Okay, well, I can't wait to hear it. Right now, though, we do need to get a clue for what you're covering today.
I reckon after hearing this, you're going to feel a bit thirsty.
Oh, okay, there is your clue.
In one way or another.
I love that.
So there is your clue. That's your little crumb to get guessing on what Cosmos Midnight are going to cover for like a version. We can say, D and I, we're very excited for this cover.
Mm-hmm.
We can say this. It was one of our favorites from the Hottest 100 of last year. That is another little breadcrumb for you. So 0439757555. Get your text in guessing, and we're going to find out what Cosmos Midnight are covering very soon. You're on Triple J.
1, 2, 3, hit me.
Like a Virgin.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Like a Virgin's biblical. It's a real staple worldwide.
I've always wanted to do one, so I'm just like, let's go.
Why don't you come on over,
veteran? I think flipping the script is fun.
Change it up a little bit.
We just wanted to do the sexiest shit we've ever seen.
This is like a version.
It's iconic. This is a big deal for me.
On Triple J.
Welcome back. You're on Triple J Brekkie. And if you've just tuned in, Cosmos Midnight are in the studio for Like a Virgin. And they just gave us their original Fantasy, which is off their upcoming album, Stop Thinking, Start Feeling, which drops May 24th. But you both gave us a clue. Cosmo, do you wanna tell us what the clue was?
Okay, so the song may make you a little thirsty. You may need to get some refreshment.
Okay, there's your clue. Keep these guesses coming. 0439757555. We're inching towards finding out what Cosmos Midnight are going to cover. But can we just be honest for a second? So look, I knew you were brothers. Yeah. And I knew you were from Sydney. But I truly did not know that you were twins. And I feel like I can't just be the only person. There's someone listening being like, what? You're telling me that music, that there's twins in there. Can we talk about that? Like, what is it like to work with your twin brother? Not many people can say that.
Probably feels similar to how the Veronicas feel working together.
So ask them.
Yeah, I reckon we should ask them. Honestly, it's just like, I guess, like working with someone that you're just so comfortable with that you can't step on each other's toes. You can't, you know, like we have fights all the time, but it's just like water under the bridge super fast. And like I had this little like anecdote that I tell everyone about that when we were in America, last in America for tour, like we were just riding on Sunset Boulevard on push bikes and like Cos was, you know, like 50 meters ahead of me. And for some reason it just like rubbed me so wrong. I just saw Red pedal right next to him and just kicked him off his bike onto the road. And then he got off his bike, chased me down and tackled me off my bike. And then we were just like fighting in the middle of the boulevard and like those dust clouds and like, you know, like those comic in the cartoons,
yeah, yeah.
Where it's just like
feet pointing out the sides.
It's giving itchy and scratchy. Like, honestly,
yeah, we're literally itchy and scratchy.
Yeah, and then like 1 minute later, we were just like riding next to each other, like laughing about something. I'm like,
yeah, it's just
why.
I think the absurdity of it. We're like, that was hilarious.
I feel like
let's not do that again.
Siblings everywhere are going like, yeah, that's exactly how it is. You're on the same team, but then you're fighting, and it just sort of like,
yeah, you just get both extremes, you know?
Who? Because obviously with twins, you're born at the same time, but with someone born earlier.
Yeah, I was like a couple minutes before.
Oh, so. Older brother.
Are you using
Patrick?
That against Cos?
Yeah,
I feel like
not so much anymore.
Yeah, I feel like I did when you know, we were like teenagers. Yeah. I was like, I'm 18
now. Respect your elders type shit.
Yeah. You're like, I vote we put this song on the album because I'm the oldest.
I have minutes of wisdom over you, Buzz. Yeah. Okay.
I really feel those minutes too. Sometimes I'm like, God, I didn't think of that. Wow.
You are listening to Triple J Brekkie with Chet and Dee, and we are doing Like a Version with Cosmos Midnight. So you gave us a clue just before. You said this cover is going to make you thirsty. Do we do the reveal?
I think it's time to do the big reveal for anyone listening. Cosmos Midnight, full Like a Version. What are you covering this morning?
We're covering Tyler's Water. There
oh,
you go.
Oh, come on. Come on. This is a sexy, sexy, hot song. It made our Hottest 100 last year. Tell us why. Why did you choose this song?
Well, I guess, first of all, like singing the lyrics for this song was definitely a new experience for me. Like, I feel like I usually... I'm a bit more like reserved in my lyrics and stuff. But honestly, I feel like this song was just, this is a way to get it out of my head because it was just an absolute earworm of a chorus. And like, you can't escape that song.
Did you find it on TikTok? Is that where you were like?
I actually feel like I just heard it, I think just walking through like a shopping mall. And I just started honestly just jamming to it on the keys and writing kind of a new style of like, we'll bring it into our world. And then we got the opportunity to do this and we're like, you know what? We've been like thinking about this song for that long. Like, let's just commit.
Yeah. And this is the ultimate commitment, making it your cover for Like a Version.
I got to say, it's like, it was really fun, like bringing it into our world. But it is like, it was a challenge because Tyler's vocals are incredible and she's an incredible singer and dancer. So I feel like I had to really find a way to bring that into my space that felt, you know, authentic
to me
and comfortable.
I'm so intrigued because obviously we just heard Fantasy and your vocals go so high in that.
This has got some high ones
as
well.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay, I'm ready to hear Tyler's Water. Whenever you are ready, let's get into it. Take it away.
Make me sweat. Make me harder. Make me lose my breath. Make me harder. I can keep my cool, but tonight I'm riding. Now I'm a bit in a dangerous mood. Can you match my timing? Telling me that you're really bad at what you're hiding. 'Cause talk is cheap, so show me that you understand how I like it.
my God.
Everyone take a breath. Yeah.
Wow. The chimes, the guitar, the smoothness, your voice going so high.
That was Cosmos Midnight taking on Tyler's track Water. And like you said, Patrick, that is a song that we know for so many listeners because it made the Hottest 100 was an absolute earworm that you can't get out of your head. And I'm telling you, this version, I'm instantly being like, yup, so I'm never, ever going to get this out of my head. It was absolutely fantastic. It feels like such a perfect, yeah, it's just like a beautiful blend. How did it feel? You just said these lyrics, they're so emotive. What was it like to put your lips and tongue around those lyrics?
I'm blushing. A bit red in the face. No, honestly, so yeah, such a fun song to sing. I think I was like, just trying to remember the lyrics mainly.
Everyone came together, the backing vocals, everything, but like Tim on that solo with the guitar, shout outs to Tim. But you're listening to Triple J Breakfast, it's Dee and Conchetta with you. Cosmos Midnight have just absolutely smashed their cover of Tyler's Water. And we've got to talk about this album. This is for anyone who's listening, who's getting hyped and they want more. Stop Thinking, Start Feeling, that album drops May 24th. That is so, so soon. You must be so excited. And you're touring North America in June, Australia in July. It's just all happening for you all.
Yeah, lots happening. So yeah, and also I want to just talk about the album title. It's about not getting too into the headspace of like, you know, listening to music analytically, because we were doing that ourselves too much and we realized it was getting in the way of like enjoying music and writing music. So it's about like re-enjoying
and becoming a fan of music again. It's about letting your hair down and just getting into the night and into the overall, you know, the vibe of the music. It's not about being there, like sitting back with your arms folded. It's about immersing yourself.
I feel like that is a reminder for truly anyone and everyone, like lifelong, of like when you realize you have to like step back and get back to enjoying
it. Horrifying fact that like when people turn like 30, they just stop looking for new music and they just keep listening to the stuff they already have. And I was like, I couldn't.
Not this.
Not us.
You're like, nope, it's right here. It's in this album. Really exciting. Oh my gosh. Cosmos Midnight. Thank you so much for coming into the Triple J studio.
Thank you for having us.
Oh my God. It is Dee and Conchetta with you on Triple J Breakfast. Don't go anywhere. Up next, we're going to tell you who's doing Like a Version next week.